Okay, this week is Parashat Shoifti. We only have 10 minutes. Let's try to do this in 10 minutes. 10 minutes is very good material. It's a very hard topic, and this sefer does justice to this topic. The topic is Nichosh. What does it say in this week's Parashat? The end of this week's Parashat, probably can find it where it got lost. Loi senachashu. Tamim tia im Hashem Elokecha. Let me see if I can find it. Just learned it yesterday. Where is the pasuk? Let's see. It's got to be somewhere here.
That's fine.
Don't conjure it up.
Here it is. Okay. Here it says, "Don't conjure it up." Wow, that's a good one. Ki ata bol aret asher Hashem kachol nosin loch loy silma lasoyz ki toyavoyz hagoyim hoyim lo yimotze v'cha ma'avir b'noy vitel bo'ish koisem kisamim. One of the items here is Umenachesh. This is in Shoiftim Paragutches Pasik Yud. Shoiftim Paragutches Pasik Yud, there may not be found among you a maver b'nei vitel v'esh, okay, giving over trial of the Zorah, Chas Shalom. Then it says a koisem kisamim, that's some type of communication with the dead. A mo'oinein, I don't know what that is. No idea what that is. A Rashi of Yisrael Kivmer and Elu Noisne Oinois. Oin means people who put signs. When you designate signs, this Rashi says, Lashon of times. If you designate on this time, it's good to do it. Omen. This day, omens. Friday the 13th. Don't do anything too dangerous. On Friday the 13th, that's Mamish Moinin. Person does that. Superstition. That's Mamish Moinin, right? Something like that. I don't know.
Black cats.
What? Black cats walking in front of you? That's Menachesh. That is Menachesh. That is, let's see, black cats, right. So here it says, black cats, you said? What do you say, black cats? A black hat walks in front of you, you know you're in trouble. Black hat. Black hat. Black is a black hat? There's a black hat. Which one is worse? Which one is worse? Now you know why they wear strimals. Now you know why the chassidim wear strimals. They don't want to get involved. The shayla of a black hat, a black cat.
Someone told me that Reuben Feinstein said that the black hat was like an avodah zarah in some ways because they're so tuned to the black hat that they forget the religion.
A borsellino.
It's a chaval. It's a real chaval. It's a real chaval. It's a real chaval. Rabbi Akiva me'elu nes na'ina sh'aymim oyne ployness yafel lahaskil v'chamayim elu oycha zehoynayim. The Rashi says that oinois means magicians. Oichazei hoinayin. That's itself the topic of discussion. If you're allowed to go to a magic show, okay, next then is menachesh. Here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about. We have only a few minutes. Menachesh. What is menachesh? Rashi. Rashi in this week's parsha. Menachesh pitoy nofla mipiv. If you're eating lunch and the bread falls out of your mouth by accident and falls on the table or on the floor, falls out. Uh-oh, that's a bad sign. That means something bad is going to happen. Watch out. And you take action. You call your stockbroker and you tell him, sell everything. Sell. Sell. Or it's doomsday right away. You take precautions. Because no risk. Some people like risk. Some people live. They thrive. They thrive on living a life of risk. Trump, that's what they say about him. They say his whole, what gets him going is taking risks. It's a sickness, I think. It's like people gamblers. People who like to gamble. Casinos. You thrive on taking high risks. And then there is Tzvi Hifsikoi Baderech. You're traveling and a deer passes in front of you on the road. Makloi Nofla Biyodo, your staff falls out of your hand. So the person says, now Rashi is very vague. Rashi is a person who uses these three items, these three examples, as a sign for how to live your life, what to do, what not to do, then this is a violation in Isser Daraisa called Minachesh. And the pasuk goes on to say, Ki Avas Hashem Kol Ois Eila. That's a very powerful word. Probably the strongest word in the entire Torah is the word Toeva. Okay, it's been used, it's a very powerful word. The same thing that it says about Mishkav Zohar, it says about Menachesh. That's a pretty serious statement. That's not I'm making this up. That's what it says here. Kisayavas Hashem kol oisei eile uviglal hatoyevois ha'eile Hashem elokecha mayrish oisami ponecha. And then it concludes the next pasuk, the most beautiful pasuk in the whole Torah. Tamim tihyeh im Hashem elokecha. Okay, what better pasuk is there than that? The words tamim tihyeh emuna pshuta. Don't look for crazy mishagasim out there. Just be a tamim. Now, with that, over here, there's one of the sefer, Oitzah Machmadim. I use the sefer we use many, very often. There are already 5 volumes. This has already become a classic, an instant classic. It's been around by Gottlieb, Rav Nosson Gottlieb. I believe he is he lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's from the Hasidim of Arula. Those are where the black and white
stone.
Of Arula. How do you say it? A chassid and Toldos Aharon. He wrote already 5 volumes on Minhagei Yisrael Halacha. And here he has a chapter, 2 chapters devoted to this topic. First, let's quote Chazal. Chazal said, here's the famous Chazal, the Rambam, let me read you the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Loi Sinachashu, he quotes this pasuk, going, what does it mean, Loi Sinachashu, the Rambam? These are the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the Yad HaChazaka, going, Elu She'oimrim, Rambam is more precise than Rashi. Hoil since, it's the past tense. Hoyel, v'nafla piti mipi, since my bread has fallen out of my mouth, oynafal makli miyodi, my staff has fallen out of my hand, eini hoylech l'mokoyim ployni hayoyim, I was planning today to go to Lakewood, but because the bread fell out of my mouth, it's a bad sign, I'm not going to Lakewood today. She'im eilech, ein cheftzi nasim, because I'm gonna fail. If I'm going to go to Lakewood, every word of the Rambam is very precise. Yeah, because you can make a lot of diukim in the Rambam. What is every word he says is coming to teach me with halacha. Rambam, he does add something very. If Rambam would have stopped right there, we would be very happy. The Rambam says, "Listen, I ate lunch today. I was planning to go to Lakewood after eating."